If you want to paint or describe your agony, you have to stand apart from it, stand back from it, and look at it. If it was identical with yourself, it would be too close to you to describe it. So to describe it, to write a piece of music about it, to paint a picture about it, to write a poem about it, to write a novel about it, you have to separate yourself from it. So the artist separates themself from their experience and describes it. And then the reader, the listener, who sees the painting or listens to the piece of music, or they take the same position that the artist took in relation to the agony. In other words, the artist puts the listener in the right place as the observer of this agony. So it's not what the artist paints that is important, it's where they paint from, the point of view they take.